reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Or what can one give in exchange for their life? For the Son of Man will come with angels in his Father's glory, and he will repay each according to their conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming into the kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord. The sun self-sacrifices millions of tons of itself in each nanosecond so we can share its light. Today's reading from Deuteronomy reminds the Israelites of the wonders of creation, the miracle of their escape from Egypt, in a sense, the great love God has for them. Did anything so great ever happen before? Was it ever heard of? Did the people ever hear the voice of God and speak from the midst of fire as you did and live? Moses reminds the people that this gift has a responsibility to live the covenant. But today's gospel goes further. To follow Jesus is to follow the law of love he proclaimed. But it's not warm and fuzzy. Jesus says, "For whoever wishes to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake will find it." Parents with a newborn are often overjoyed with the love of their child. They will soon be faced with the realities of loving that include dirty diapers, sleepless nights, worries, and more. To love requires giving of one's whole self, be it a marriage, a child, a religious vocation, a commitment to another, or a cause. How daring to choose to be so vulnerable. How daring to walk in the way of Jesus with mercy and forgiveness. How daring to disarm our hearts and notice the presence of others in need, especially those we don't like or we have disagreements with. There's a story of a young boy on the beach throwing a starfish into the water. An adult asked him why, for there were many on the beach. "It's impossible to take care of all of them." And the boy replies, "It made a difference for that one." It takes courage to be vulnerable. It is a risk of the foolishness of the cross, of people and how they think of us. We cannot do everything, but we can do something. Together, our little somethings add up like pennies in a jar or gifts to the poor. Today, may we imitate the vulnerability of God, who held nothing back to let us know that we are loved. Let us be willing to see a little more of the needs of those we love and those we meet, that we may give of ourselves in gratitude for the gifts of our God.